Welcome to Bold in Business, where strategy meets personal development and emotional mastery. I'm your host, Claudia Manjak, a multi-passionate entrepreneur, qualified coach, a mom, and an advocate for breaking the rules and doing things your way. Each week, we'll dive into unfiltered conversations on the topics that matter most to female entrepreneurs, including mindset, leadership, marketing, and more. If you're ready for inspiration, insights, and actionable takeaways for your life and business your way, let's get started. Hello, friend, and welcome to a new episode. If you hear me sounding a little bit different, it's because I am not on my trusty black and white chair. I'm currently recording this in my bedroom. Literally, my microphone is on the bed and I'm on the floor because my trusty black and white chair is currently being dismantled since we are literally leaving this house in just over a week now, and we are going to be in Italy in less than 2 weeks. It's absolutely mental. So much is happening. You have no idea. It's absolutely crazy. But I am super excited to be recording this because it's quite funny. I actually had this idea for this episode a few days ago when I was talking to a client and we had a big conversation about consistency. She was struggling to stay consistent, specifically with her content. She felt very uninspired. She was wondering, what are my tips? What are my ideas? And we had just a really good conversation. And it made me think that I want to record a podcast about this because I think I have quite unpopular opinion about this. Because I think there's an obsessive idea that consistency is everything when it comes to business. As long as you're consistent, you're going to see results. Or that's the thing you should focus on above everything else. Just putting everything out there consistently, doing whatever consistently. But I don't really see it that way. And today specifically, I want to share with you the big reasons why you are not consistent. And I'm going to give you 5 different reasons why you're not consistent. Technically, you could say it's 4.5 because 0.2 is kind of like 1.5, so to say. But the first thing I want to say, first of all, is that you don't have to always be so consistent. The thing that matters is that you're doing the right things consistently. Otherwise, I feel like we are playing this game of just ticking boxes. I feel like consistency has become like that. And content is a perfect example because if you're listening to this, you are an entrepreneur, most likely a female entrepreneur who's, you know, a coach, a service provider, an expert, and you're putting yourself out there most likely through content marketing, or if not, you want to be doing that. And content is one of those things that is so important to our business. And everyone says, well, if you could just be consistent, if you could just post 3 times a week, 5 times a week, if you could just, you know, consistently email your list, consistently put out podcast episodes, consistently do lives and, you know, do whatever, like visibility stuff, consistency is everything. But I don't actually believe so. I really think that what matters the most is that you figure out the right things for you. And from there, it's going to be so much easier to be consistent. So I want you to listen to these 5 different things and to think, okay, which one spoke the most to me? And then from there, how can you change that? How can you create a mindset perspective shift in your own mind? Because the reason why I create these episodes for you is to get you inspired, to get you to make small changes, because it's the little things that makes the big things happen. A lot of times we think that it has to be this like massive, massive change, but the reality is that it's the small things, it's the small tweaks, it's the small small aha moments that make the biggest difference. So I want you to think, based on these 5 things, which one speaks most to you and what changes can you make? What can you try differently? Just have a play with it. Don't take it so seriously. Again, if you listen to last week's episode, and thank you for the positive feedback, I actually got the loveliest messages from you guys about the fact that you really enjoyed me being open and sharing more of the behind the scenes and just being in the moment with you, and that you would like more of those kind of topics, and I want to do that for you. And I feel like so many business podcasts, they just go deep into the strategy, but a lot of times the strategy, even though it's so important and I love it and I teach it and I preach it and I coach it and I mentor it, it's often the integration of the strategy that there's a struggle with. And a lot of times that integration, that embodiment, that consistency, all of that stuff actually comes more from much deeper matters, boundaries, triggers, mindset in general, emotions, your emotional intelligence, the fact that you're not really realizing what's happening within you. And that's why I want to touch on topics that are deeper, because these are the things that are actually going to get you where you want to go in business. And the strategy is kind of easy, actually. This is the stuff that's hard, okay? And also one more thing to tell you before I get into 5 things, and listen, okay, let me tell you the thing and then I'll tell you why I feel like the irony is not lost on me, okay? So I told you, we're moving in what, 10 days, 11 days to Italy. So for the next couple of weeks, the episodes here are gonna be touch and go. There might be an episode next week, there might not be. And it's funny that I am telling you this inside an episode about consistency, but it's actually kind of funny and I kind of love it at the same time because this is to me, like, this is me giving you a permission slip to not always have to be consistent and to put out, you know, if you have an episode, sorry, a podcast as well, you don't have to put an episode every single week. The world is not going to end if you don't put out an episode. It's okay. I want to remind you that it's okay to be imperfect. And in my case right now, the reason why I am doing that is because I have chose to have a life first business. Could I have recorded five episodes last week, 3 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago? Of course that I could have. It's not hard for me to sit down and record these episodes. I don't really make a lot of notes. It's quite easy for me. But I love recording them in real time. I love just sharing what's happening in the moment, the conversations that I'm having with clients, you know, based on things that I'm launching. That's how I get my best ideas. So I'm okay with, you know, if next week I just nothing comes to me, or I just simply don't find this the mental space, I'm okay with not posting anything next week. So there might not be an episode next week, or there might be. There's only one way to find out, which is to check back in, check your Spotify, check your Apple Podcast, and yeah. So I wanted to share that with you. And then in terms of, I know you might be wondering, well, which one of these are you? Which one of these five things that I'm about to share is it you that is making you not be consistent? And actually, for me, it's probably actually none of these. And the reason for that is because, like I said, I am kind of doing this on purpose because I want to show to others that it's okay to not always be consistent. It's okay to run a life first business where sometimes things just are not consistent. Because again, I think there's so much guilt and there is so much judgment, like self-judgment, when we're not consistent. And I just want to show you that it's okay. Like, it's absolutely fine to not be consistent as long as you have these things that I'm gonna tell you at the end. Because at the end of the episode, I'm actually going to give you my two best pieces of advice when it comes to how can you be consistent. Because there are things that I am doing consistently, and this is how I'm doing them, okay? Now, let's get into the five things, okay? Number one is the number one reason why most people are not consistent is because they don't have clarity. They're feeling so overwhelmed. And a lot of times what that means, when you are not feeling clear, when you're overwhelmed, that means that you don't have a clear strategy. And you know what happens when you don't have a clear strategy? You start to allow self-doubt to come in. So majority of people, probably you included, are not consistent because of self-doubt, because you don't have the clarity that you need. So you are struggling to know what to focus on. And what happens then is that you get so many ideas and so many thoughts that at one point you start to doubt yourself and everything just becomes so unclear in your mind. So, for example, let's just say, you know, in terms of sales, if you don't know, if you're overwhelmed or you're just not sure how to talk about your offer, you might have 15 different ideas on how to talk about your offer, but none of them might feel quite right. So at that point, what happens is that you start procrastinating, you start doubting yourself, you start thinking, what's the point of any of this? And you're not going to be consistent. You're just not going to do anything. So what you're going to do is that you're just going to be end up in this analysis paralysis mode of just thinking about it. And this is why it's super important when you decide that you're going to be doing something, you need to have a clear idea of what you actually need to be doing. It's just as simple as that. And actually, I want to get straight to point two. Remember, I was telling you in the beginning that one of them is kind of like a half? To me, these are two separate things, but some people might interpret it as the same thing. Because, like I said, number one to you is actually feeling overwhelmed, not having clarity, not having strategy. That's why you're not consistent. It's because you don't have clarity. If you have clarity on what is the next step, you just keep doing it. If you don't have clarity, everything is going to become a lot harder and you're going to start having that self-doubt. But the number two thing, and again, this is huge, is that you don't have a system. Are you listening? Like, hear this again, please. You don't have a system. The reason why you're not able to be consistent is because you don't have a system. It's because you're always reinventing the wheel. You always have to use so much of your brain power every single time you want to do that thing that you want to be consistent at. So what I want you here to do is to create a very easy system. I want you to think, how can you simplify whatever you're doing? Maybe for you, it can be batching. Maybe for you, it's about technology. Maybe for you, it's around, you know, you always give yourself 2 hours to do this thing that actually takes you 5 hours. Like, what is the system that is currently lacking for you to be able to be consistent? How can you create something that allows you to make it easier so that every single time it just becomes that tiny bit easier? Can you make a template for it, whatever that may be? Can you make something recurring? Can you build a habit around it? Can you build whatever it may be? It really depends, because again, we're not talking about one specific thing. We're just talking about consistency as a state of mind, as a habit here. So I want you to think right now, do you have clarity on what you're actually trying to do? And do you have a system for it? Because if you don't have either of these, is going to be so much harder to be consistent, because again, you're going to be using so much brain power in just thinking what you need to do and how you need to do it. The what is the clarity, the how is the system. So I want you to think, how can you get more clarity on the thing you're trying to create? What doesn't feel clear? Because again, that's where the sneaky self-doubt comes in. And how can you create a system to make it easier for you every single time, so that it just becomes second nature? That's what I want for you. For the things that you are consistent, are in, basically you desire them to be consistent, you want them to become second nature, okay? Number three, again, a huge one. Honestly, all these five things are really important because they happen, I've heard them hundreds of times, actually. The third reason why you're not able to be consistent is that you are not actually familiar with the dip. Sorry, I told you I'm sitting on the floor, right, didn't I? And I'm really uncomfortable. And so I'm just kind of like shifting around, shifting my body, trying to like move, because I'm normally obviously comfy on a chair, but at the moment there's just a lot of noise in the house with like dismantling furniture and all of that. So I'm trying to just keep it nice and quiet in the bedroom. So the third reason, like I was saying, when you're not able to be consistent is because you don't know how to handle the dip. The dip is basically when things stop working, when you go down. If you think of a chart that goes up and up and up, at one point it goes down, that's a dip. And let me tell you the thing that most people don't realize about dip. The dip comes always after a period of success. So you're on a high and all of a sudden, boom, there's this drop. And this could look in so many different ways. Let's just say content is just an easy example, so I'm going to use this one. Let's just say that you have consistently been creating 4 reels per week and wrote 2 emails to your list for 4 weeks, for 6 weeks, for 3 months, doesn't matter, for 10 days. And all of a sudden, something happens in your life. You just, I don't know, your dog got sick. And you basically just have to be out of the house for 2 days at the vet. And that's it. You're behind. It happened. You are officially in a dip. You are behind on your schedule. You are not able to do the thing that always works for you. Maybe you already have the clarity. Maybe you have the system. And then, oh my God, you were not able to handle it. And that's when, again, it's all about your emotional intelligence and not allowing the mental drama to come in and think, okay, what can I do from here? I want you, when you're thinking about the thing that you want to be doing consistently, I want you to plan for the dip. I don't want things to go downhill for you just because you had a dip. Dips are normal. No matter what anyone tells you, yes, business on the whole can go up and up and up. But even within that trajectory, like that upward trajectory, there will be dips. It's the law of nature. It's just logic. It is what it is. It just simply is. So I want you to anticipate this dip the minute you decide you're going to do something. And I want you to decide what you're going to do then. So taking that example of the content, if you know that at one point you might not be able to sustain that 4 reels per week and you'll miss out your filming day, your editing day, whatever, what are you going to do? Be honest with yourself about your capacity. Be honest with yourself about what works for you. Don't just tell yourself, well, I'm just going to work an extra full day and do this other thing and whatever, if that's not going to work for you. Are you okay with then, you know, putting 2 reels per week and emailing your list once? Or would you rather just, you know, still do the 4, like good ones? So that means that maybe you skip a week or whatever it may be for you. Here, we're not talking about specifics because you are your own person. Just like the same way in which I am with every single client, I want you to think for yourself. What I'm here to do is to help you develop more critical thinking and more emotional intelligence and more independent thinking. Maybe that's the, because I was thinking basically the opposite of codependency, because I see a lot of mentors creating these codependent relationships where they basically want people to come to them to be told what to do, when I'm a big believer in, like, I'm here to share some tools with you, I'm here to share principles with you, and then you decide, because you are the boss of your business, you are the CEO of your life and your business, you are so freaking capable, you are not broken, you don't need me, I'm just here to show you a way, I'm here to be a mirror of, you know, just basically to reflect things back to you, okay? So I want you to be honest, in that dip, when it will happen, because it will happen, what are you going to do? Who are you going to be? How do you want to show up for your business when you are experiencing a dip? Are you going to allow the mental drama to take over? Or are you going to stand in your power and allow the dip to come and go without it, you know, without wavering 24/7? This is what I want you to think about, okay? Then we have number four. Number four is a big one, and that's one that I actually think is the least noticed. I think maybe you've listened to these three and think, okay, that kind of sounds familiar. Number four is the fact that you might not be aligned. You might simply be evolving as a human. And when it comes to consistency, I want you to think, why do you want to be consistent on this thing? I want you to just be honest with yourself, because too many times we create these arbitrary rules of, oh, I should do this, you know, things get to look like this. There's very little of, is this right for me anymore? Especially when you're feeling a certain resistance, I want you to start questioning why you're feeling that way. I want you to start being honest with yourself. This is how you develop self-awareness, is by noticing these things. Like, for example, procrastination can be often a sign of something a lot deeper. And it's not always that something is not aligned, but it could be that maybe a certain way of doing something is not aligned. Maybe it's the fact that you're not so excited about the goal at the other end of that. Maybe it could be that you're evolving, so your way of doing things has to evolve as well. That doesn't mean that you have to give up. I'm not telling you right now that the minute that something doesn't work the way you want it to, the minute that, you know, you feel a little bit of resistance, it just means you're not aligned and you give up and you start something new. No, absolutely not. That is literally shiny object syndrome. What I'm telling you is that I want you to be honest with yourself and be sure that whatever you're choosing to be consistent with is actually aligned with who you are, where you're going, and how your business is. Okay? Don't just follow rules, quote unquote rules, I'm using big air quotes here, because someone else is doing them, because it works for someone else, because someone else told you to, because this is what you used to do, because this is what used to work. Because the only constant in our life and our businesses is that things change. Change is just normal. So just be honest with yourself around whether what you're trying to do is actually aligned with who you are. Because there's a difference between something is not aligned and something feels hard because it's new. It's okay to lean into the discomfort. What is not okay is to do shit just because someone else told you to, or just because you think that's the only way. There are so many ways to get what you want, but the way that is not going to work is the way that is just not your way, okay? And then the last thing that is really, really holding you back from being consistent is the fact that you're really trying to run before you actually know how to walk. And let me try and give you an example of that. Let's just say that you want to get super, super healthy. You want to be in the best shape of your life. So what do? You choose, you know, whatever diet, like you go keto and gluten-free and you go to the gym every other day and you start tracking all your macros and all of these things. So what happens then is that you go really hard for a certain period of time and then you experience the thing that I was telling you about, the dip. And then basically you are going to give up in this particular case because you went too hard too fast. If you've read Atomic Habits, at this point everyone knows this book. You know, it's a fantastic book about habits. It's just written in such simple language that it's very easy to implement. It's all... The biggest thing that I took away from this book, I read it years ago. I'm not going to be able to quote you anything because I probably read it like, I don't know, my God, 5 years ago? Anyway... The point is, you want to simplify things as much as possible and you want to start stacking your habits. It's all about how can you make this the smallest habit possible. So for you, instead of going from zero to I want to post every day, again, I'm giving the example of content, or instead of you being like, I want to go from never talking about my offer to emailing my list 5 times a week, and then again, you're going to find it hard to maintain that consistency because all the things that I talked about, the self-doubt, the, you know, all of this stuff. I want you to start thinking, how can you take it a little bit slower? Because once you're able to maintain a certain level, you'll find it very easy to add a little bit more. But if you go from 0 to 100 without building the foundational blocks to your action, you're going to find it really hard to maintain it. You're going to find it incredibly difficult to be consistent when you don't know what the hell you're doing, when you haven't mastered the foundations of your business, of your marketing, of your sales. So this is what I want you to think about. Are you trying to run before you walk? What is, let's just say that you're trying to do something that is at level 10. What is level 3 of this? Can you prove to yourself that you can sustain level 3 of this for 10 days, for 2 months, for however long you need in order to build unshakable self-confidence? Because I'll tell you now, once you learn to keep your promises to yourself, you will build incredible self-confidence, which will then show in your work with your clients, in your marketing, in your business, in your consistency, in your habits, in your relationships outside work, and so on. But a lot of times we tend to disappoint ourselves when we make these big commitments of, oh, I'm gonna go to the gym every day. I'm going to never eat healthy, like sweet stuff again. I am going to post every single day. I'm going to, I don't know, whatever, like reach out to 10 podcasts every single week, and then we don't do it. So I want you to be realistic with yourself, looking at your life, looking at the season of business and life that you're in, and think, what is realistic right now? What is my level 3, my level 5, whatever it may be? So I want you to be honest around whether you're trying to run before you walk. Okay, so these are the 5 reasons why you're struggling with consistency. To do a quick recap before I give you my 2 biggest pieces of advice. Number one is because you don't have clarity. You don't have a strategy, you're feeling overwhelmed, which then allows the self-doubt to come in. Number two is the how. You don't have a system. You're always reinventing the wheel. You're always using so much brain power that then becomes exhausting. You know that thing of when you think about something so hard that you're exhausted before you've even started? It's basically like that. Number three is the fact that you don't know how to handle the dip when things don't go so well, and you often give up. You have to anticipate the dip, okay? Then we have you, the fact that you're evolving, it's not aligned anymore. It might just not be right for you anymore. And lastly, you're really trying to run before you walk. So I want you to think, what is something that you can maintain for a while, build that unshakable inner confidence, and then from there, take it up a notch and go to the next level, okay? And then, like I said, I want to end this by giving you my best, biggest pieces of advice when it comes to consistency. They're very simple, very easy, because I want you to implement them. And please do share this episode if you found useful. Let me know your thoughts. My DMs are always open. Send me an email, whatever is easiest for you. So I have 2 pieces of advice for you. Very, very easy. Number one, have a clear vision. You cannot be consistent if you don't have a clear vision of how you want things to look like. However, when you have your clear vision, I want you to be flexible about how you get there. The path there is not the thing that you should be obsessing about. It's the vision that should be in there, like at the top of everything, at the top of your mind every single day. It should be the thing that you connect with every single day that reminds you of why you are doing this. There's even a quote, what is it? I literally have this, I posted it maybe 3 years ago, literally, on my Instagram. Hold the vision, trust the process. That was it, literally. That's the thing that I want you to take away from this. Hold the vision, trust the process. Because funnily enough, that's so funny that I remember this quote. I literally have not thought about this quote in years. And because number two is all about you need to find joy in the process and you need to let go of the outcome. I want you to obsess over making the process as easy, as fun, as effortless as possible for yourself, and let go of the outcome. Like I said, I want you to have a vision. Of course, you need to have a why. You need to have something that keeps you going. But what I don't want for you is that that's all you're ever thinking about. Because then every single day, you will feel like, oh my God, why am I not there yet? You're going to get impatient. You're going to get bored. You're going to feel like you're not making any progress. So I want you to connect with your vision, but to really trust the process, to be flexible about what happens there. Because remember, if you're inflexible about the path, that means that every single thing, every single day is right or wrong. It's very black and white. I want you to embrace the gray of business and of life in general. So I want you to think, how can you find more joy in the process of doing whatever you're trying to do? In consistency. Make consistency fun. Make consistency work for you. That's the whole point of business in general, just doing it your way. Again, life first business. You comes first. It's all about what works for you. And again, giving the example of what I just told you right now, like I don't know if there's going to be an episode next week, and I'm okay with that. I'm not creating a mental drama about it. I'm not letting it mean that people are going to think that I'm flaky, that people are going to think that I don't care. Of course that I care. I care so much that I'm literally like pouring myself out here, you know, for free in a space where I am being very vulnerable and very open and being very real. Literally, this is how I talk to clients. If you're my client, you listen to this, you know, this is me. You know, this is how I talk to friends. This is how I talk to my family. This is how I talk to my daughter. So of course that I care. So I've let go of the mental drama of like, oh my God, it's going to mean this and that and that. It doesn't mean anything. And if anyone's going to feel that way, that's honestly on them. It's not my responsibility. And again, this is the kind of mindset work that I'm talking about. Because when you let go of the idea that everyone else's feelings and thoughts are your responsibility, and you basically free up that brain space, you can do so much more, and not just in your business, but in your life as well. So I'm going to leave you with that. Hold a vision, trust the process, be flexible about the path that you use to get there, and remember to find joy in the process of being consistent. I'm hoping you enjoyed this episode, and I will speak to you maybe next week, maybe the one after, but I'll be back and I'll chat to you soon. Bye. You've been listening to Bold in Business. If today's episode sparks something for you, share it with your audience or a friend who needs to hear it. And if you haven't already, please subscribe and leave us a review, because it really helps us to spread the message further. Check out the show notes for more ways to connect and all the details. And until next time, stay bold.